It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. Will we redo that intro?
So we were now.
Okay, Sam is stroking Chizzy's face here.
No, we're not actually pretending that we're doing.
Okay,
I'm done.
You're spent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally had my thing.
We've had some feedback.
Chizzy's got a beard.
Chiz has got a beard. He's been off work for 5 weeks.
6 years now.
6 years.
Although it's not a 5 week beard, it's technically one and a half week beard.
Well, really?
Yeah. Oop. I think I just changed something in the audio. Yeah.
It's not that.
You are more hairy than I anticipated.
He is.
I saw you as more kind of prepubescent teen. Kind of 6 years to get like Paul's level.
I'm sorry,
Paul, but I remember that time you grew a moustache and...
That was years ago.
Everyone was disappointed.
Yeah. A strong wind blew that off. It seemed to be unshaven for.
It would have been more convincing if you actually used dark fire.
It's the only man I know who ran mascara through his moustache.
Ah, the joys. Right, we've got some feedback. It's from Ben Thomas. Oh, gentlemen.
God, what do they want now?
Big fan. Don't want to be, quotes, that guy, but you mentioned Google were buying Twitch in the last show. A fact. It must be one of these cool young kids things. A fact. AFAIK. Neither have confirmed this. It's still a rumor. You guys worded it like it was happening. Probably will. Just saying. I look forward to being berated for my pedantry, or is that bemoaned? Question mark.
Well, no, he's quite right. He's just calling it a mistake. Right. You mean.
Four things on this point. You're a fan. Wow. How sad are you? two. What is a fag? Do you actually, do you know what it is?
A fag?
No, a fag or whatever the hell he wrote. What is that?
I thought that's what he said.
We're not going down this slippery road again.
A fag, AFAIK.
We lost our fourth member when we did that the last time.
Sure. Dear. Just do a Google on that and find out.
Let's find out what that means.
Kid slang. It's probably a technical term that we should all know.
Yeah, I think it's as far as I know.
There was another point, but I forgot.
As far as I know, yeah.
Because we've gone off.
So as far as I know, neither have confirmed it's still a rumor.
As far as I know, well, that makes sense.
You guys worded it like it was happening. Probably will. Just saying. I look forward to being berated for my pedantry. Or pedantry, sorry. Or is that bemoaned?
Right. Four, as discussed in the piece of recording that you won't actually hear, we get all our news from old ladies. And five, just someone actually seriously look up what bemoan means and use it correctly. Thank you.
So, Ben, we thank you very much for your feedback.
Oh, Ben, cheers.
And
cheers, Ben. Yeah. Actually, I'm not being offensive. Yeah. Thanks, man.
I take it he is quite right. It's not confirmed. But.
Yeah, I mean, there was an Ask Me Anything with on Reddit by one of the, I think he was one of the chief guys. Should have looked in that further. And a lot of stuff that he was saying did not confirm the fact that Google was buying them, but a lot of things, they appear to be lining up their business for a takeover by a big company like Google.
And a sixth point has just occurred to me.
Okay,
and this is fairly phenomenal.
Because usually get
if
the
Ben is the first person to point out that we've made a mistake, does that mean that is the first mistake we've made?
Because
if so, that is amazing.
Well, technically, that's not even a mistake. That was just, we maybe worded it wrongly. That's not a mistake.
I think it's a mistake and I'm leaving it at your door.
Ben, you're my favourite.
But one thing which I think we mentioned in our podcast that we didn't actually record properly me and Paul over the weekend, last weekend, found out that basically all our IT rumours come from old ladies speaking to your mum while getting their hair cut.
Not all.
Yeah, well,
most.
Well, because...
We got this Google thing from Jesse from down the road.
It's because we
it's thought...
It's
her fault, actually.
Because like, we were with broadband, and Alison was supposed to get like 70 meg broadband. Well, so we're told through grapevines. We thought, through IT technicians at the council will know that. And then we actually traced it back. That IT technician was your dad who found it from your mum, who found it from someone's haircut she was cutting.
Yeah, some little old deer that she was cutting her hair. Yeah, or doing a blue rinse or something like that. Yeah, actually, no, that's unfair. My mom doesn't do Blue Rinses. But it's kind of one step away.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, covered that off. Yeah. So thanks, Ben. And if anybody else has any input about what we're doing wrong, keep it to yourself. Thanks.
I'd like to know. I really want to know if that's the first thing that we've got wrong. So if someone's taking notes of all of our shows, can you write in with all of the stuff that we've done wrong? I know it'll be a big list. Yeah. But
yeah. Also, we were discussing earlier on in the show.
Be as abusive as you want.
Before Sam arrived.
It's the way we like.
Before Sam arrived. We haven't heard from Ed Marshall.
I was just about to say that.
We haven't heard from you. Appreciate you may still be locked in Sam's shed and he hasn't gotten Wi-Fi up till now. Did he escape?
Are you sure? Is there not like maybe a strong smell coming from the shed?
No, he's gone rogue.
All right, Jack Bowery's gone dark, yep. Is he?
So, Ed, if you're out there, give us a shout. We're a bit worried about you, mate. We haven't heard from you in a while. So
Especially that the F1 2014 game has been announced. I thought we would have got a message from him about that.
But no. Give us a shout if you're still out there, Ed. Or if anybody else wants to take Ed's slot, we're currently taking applications for number one pod.
We will hose down the gimp suit, don't worry.
Oh dear. Okay.
The baboon brains don't come off easily.
You've completely confused my order here. Somebody has added an article at the beginning and at the end of the show notes, rather helpfully.
I put one in at the end.
So, Chiz, you must put this one at the beginning.
Yeah, it's basically Gamescom.
Gamescom's this week. It's in Berlin or something like that.
It's in Cologne.
Cologne. I think Cologne is what you splash on yourself after you've had a shave.
Right.
Or colon is what you poo out of.
I'm pronouncing it how I've heard it pronounced. As it's pronounced.
Well, it was probably pronounced by Americans.
Possibly. But I don't get...
Possibly.
But I don't think it's pronounced colon.
No, it's not pronounced colon. That was my point. It's colon. Colon.
They're not French, Paul.
They're Germans.
I know, but why you say it like a Frenchman?
Because Germans invaded France.
I do the generic foreign accent here.
Actually, the French invaded Germany first.
Did they?
Yeah. France stretched way out into Alsace and Lorraine.
We're getting comfy. Tell us. We're interested.
That doesn't matter.
No, we want to know, Sam, please.
There's a lot of French-sounding places in Germany.
So I'm right then?
Yeah.
Eat that, Chiz.
But to be fair, on pronunciation, I think I might be leaning towards Chiz.
Well, you've got a slight slant towards him, sadly. Right,
okay.
Chiz just pulled out his nipple tassels.
Chiz's nipples are massively erect.
So anyway.
They weren't tassels. That's just what happens when he's...
Massive areolas.
It's that hairy.
The actual knit just shoots out and dangles.
It's that hairy. It's just his nipple hair looks like tassels and he can kind of spin it and pleat it. It's awesome.
They don't grow like that. I have to pleat them myself.
it's a lot of hard work and effort went into those nipples.
Well, I must say that. Small Ethiopian children.
So, Call of Duty.
Well, that's been the first reveal. It doesn't really kick off till tomorrow, the whole event thing, but there was a multiplayer reveal today, which I watched a little bit of before coming up. Christ, I'm sorry for speaking more. Yeah. Which I watched a little bit of before coming over. And... All right, right.
Please carry on.
Show titles here. Well, you're distracting me with them.
We've just got caught up in my headphone cable, sorry.
I thought Sam was going to write with his cigarette thing there.
Good call.
Didn't particularly look anything that interesting, but then again, I've kind of fallen out with Call of Duty. I'm not one of these people who hates the franchise. I'm just kind of like lost interest in it.
You're having a break.
Then again, it's Call of Duty. It's always been... for example, it was Call of Duty 4 still one of the best fun things that I've played online with friends.
Yeah.
So I'm not...
What about Titanfall? Does it beat Titanfall?
Titanfall's new and a bit different, so I'd say at the moment I'm enjoying that more, but maybe Call of Duty 4 when it first came out was fantastic.
When was Call of Duty 4? What was...
It was... Whoa.
Was that the one with the guns?
They've all got guns.
I think that's what he was going for.
No. Sorry, yeah, the reason I thought
he was joking.
No, I wasn't.
Dramatic,
that was a dramatic effect.
It was the first Call of Duty that was set in a modern time.
I was trying to remember the name of the gun. That's why I said guns, and then I paused because I was trying to remember. Yeah, so it was like, because the previous ones were all kind of like World War II.
Yeah, they were the ones I liked.
Although 3 was terrible, but that was a
different developer. That was it World at War? Was 3?
Was that the American one in Japan?
Could well have been.
Because that was pretty awful.
Yeah. It was Infinity War did 1 and 2, and then it was Treyarch that did 3, and then Infinity War came back with Call of Duty 4, and then Treyarch did World at War after that.
Ah, right, okay, that was the one after that. That was pretty poo.
And then
that's
when it jumped back and forward.
Yeah, it was 2 that had the World War 2 sniping bit, almost like Enemy at the Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole Stalingrad.
I loved that. That was brilliant. Amazing. I've still got that game.
Cool. It was Call of Duty 1, had the whole Stalingrad. Yeah,
I thought that was 2. I've still got that game.
Yeah. Both brilliant.
So the Call of Duty multiplayer has been revealed today at Gamescom, so I'm assuming the more stuff will come out of Gamescom as the week progresses.
From what I saw, there's a lot, because of the suits they've got, it's a lot of jumpy. It's basically, it looks...
We saw this at E3, didn't they?
But imagine that in
the exoskeleton things look pretty cool.
This is the one with Kevin Spacey, isn't it? Like the single player is the whole Kevin Spacey storyline. Yeah.
And we thought it was very much kind of Elysium. Inspired.
That's I think between the three of us are really big fans of the series. I've played it more than out of us, but if anyone there is big fans of this series, please get in touch with your input on what you made of the reveal.
Indeed. Sierra. Do you remember Sierra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sierra the games company from back in the day. I was trying to think, and I totally remember playing like old games on like my Atari and things like that, and old PC games, and seeing the Sierra logo, but I can't recall any of them. The only one I can remember is Leisure Suit Larry. That was the only one I could remember.
I should have actually looked up all their games, and I probably would have found tons. But, but Leisure off the top of my head, I'm struggling.
A Leisure Suit, not Sweet. Yeah, you're right. Leisure Suit.
Just wanders around with...
Would you like this comfy couch?
Or connected bathroom.
Ignore the hole in the cushion, sit on top.
So they also did like games like Crash Bandicoot, Spyro the Dragon, Space Quest, King's Quest, and Police Quest, and it closed in 2008. They were part of Venedetti. I didn't recognize that name at all. Venedetti?
Yeah.
Venedetti or something? Anyway, Activision bought them in 2008 and they sort of disappeared. But last Thursday, their website went back online. Doesn't work in Chrome on a Mac.
Is it Activision or EA that's brought them back or something?
I think it's Activision.
Is it someone doing them? Yeah.
Well, they're not really giving very much away. More stuff's going to be released at Gamescom this week. Currently, Activision owns the trademark, and it appears to be reviving it. Did you see the little kind of 15-second video that they'd released? It's not clear whether... like lots and lots of movie houses these days, they're like... logos at the beginning of movies almost look like the start of a movie. I think Family Guy did like a whole bit on that once in an episode.
You think it's the start, they change it to make it look like it is the start of the film, but it's not. Or you think it's logo and it is actually the start of the film.
Yeah, and then it flies in, and it's actually the name of the production house or whatever.
I'm totally lost.
Well, so this Sierra video is like 15 seconds long, and it's got a guy kind of walking through what sort of looks like the Salt Flats or something like that. Got like a big backpack on. And then you think something's going to happen.
Max.
The guy doesn't look anything like Mad Max, but it's got that kind of like wasteland sort of look about it. And then the logo just kind of appears, and you're like, so you don't actually know whether this is a preview for a game you should be excited about.
Activision have maybe set up a new studio and went, hang on, we own the right this. Why don't we just call it this old company and it'll get people interested in what they're doing?
It's possible. They're using the same domain name.
It's probably just the name, but no one who's part of the company. At the time, it's probably there.
Yeah, you might find the janitor or somebody like that.
It's maybe quite a clever idea for a studio to get a bit of publicity and intrigue, even though they've just been set up.
Yeah,
and they just went, here's your name, there we go. Yeah,
there's nothing actually happening. The website doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. Let's see what they make.
I looked at it earlier on today, and all it had was a big close sign, and when you clicked it, you got the logo. That's pretty much all that happened, so that was exciting.
Proof is in the gigantic.
Possibly a subject we've spoken too much about.
Indeed. We've got a couple of suing cases that I thought we could talk about, because I imagine
we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
No. Sam, unfortunately.
No, It's still going on, Paul.
Oh, that one. Oh, no, it's not that one.
You can't release any details.
No, it's not that one. It's okay.
I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, I know. I know it's a little bit dodgy even talking about court case things.
Sam sold his left testicle to pay for it.
Oh, all right. Oh, it's not the court case about him selling the left testicle. This is the court case that he used the left testicle to pay for.
No, that was just the old lady saying it was indecent that I did it in the middle of the square. But, you know.
He used his right one to gag her. Yeah.
Okay. So your testicle.
Where are we going
there?
With? Anyway.
No, I've still got the right one.
did you take it back out again?
Yeah.
I suppose you tied it off at the end.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. So
she was all gums.
I didn't need to tie it off. Her dentures clamped and locked, and yeah, it was fine.
Awesome. So, Sony is being sued for Killzone failing to deliver, quote, native 1080p in multiplayer. This is according to the Polygon website. Sony is being sued for $5 million in a class action lawsuit filed by someone who was very, very unhappy that Killzone Shadowfall's multiplayer did not run native 1080p, as a gentleman named Douglas Ladore.
I'm just putting it out there, but some people, some cynical people, might think that Douglas Ladore is actually a little bit of a money whore.
Well, so
I don't personally, but others might.
So one of the things that Sony kind of claimed that the PS4 was so powerful, one of the demos and things like that in the early days, was that Killzone's video game could display a 1080p multiplayer graphics, and it was a crowning achievement of the video games industry. And this is all according to the article that I read on Polygon. But this gentleman, Mr. Ladore, noticed and complained that Killzone's multiplayer graphics were blurry to the point of distraction. Damn them. This caused the blurriness went unknown until a well-respected video games website, which is Eurogamer, that's a quote from Eurogamer's website, reported that Killzone's multiplayer did not actually provide 1080p graphics as advertised. It actually runs 960 by 1080.
That is ludicrous. How dare they?
With a high quality temporal upscale, whatever that may be.
Does this mean I can now sue, like, any film company that I've not enjoyed their film?
Claiming that it's not 1080p.
As advertised. It's not as entertaining as it was advertised.
Would it not be a case of that you could, like, sue The Sun for saying, fantastic!
No.
I knew this mic behind you was going to backfire.
I am going to sue whoever made Ted, because all of the funny bits were in the advert first. And that tempted me to go and see it.
I didn't mind Ted. It wasn't great, but it was all right.
Yeah, but all of the funny bits were in the advert.
Mm. I hate when YouTubers do that.
Oh! We should sue the people who made Super Troopers for tempting us in and making us watch Club Dread.
Yep.
Which is actually legitimately the worst film ever in the world ever.
And wait, what? What's this?
Club Dread.
Yeah, no, I know what Club Dread is.
No, but it was
you know what Super Troopers is?
Yeah, I know what Super Troopers is.
So the same guys made Club Dread, but me and Sam, about a quarter of the way in the film, probably not even that, quickly realised, hang on, these guys are cruelly gotten money off this back of the success of Super Troopers. A production company went, yeah, here's some money, go make a film. Super Troopers was awesome. Okay. And they've clearly just used the money, bashed out a script. They went, hang on, how about we write the script and just dick about in Hawaiian Island for 2 months or how long we film? And while we're dicking about, we'll film it. And that's basically what they've done.
Just populate an island with boobies, basically. Yeah,
booze, women, and then hashed a script that would have taken them not even an evening to do.
It was horrendous.
It was
pretty poor.
Okay.
But anyway.
I'm in slight
two minds. Well, one, this guy's just been a massive knob end and wanting money and...
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do feel maybe suing them's wrong, but Sony did wrongly advertise it.
A little bit.
Because it's not the first time Sony have done that, but it's not the first time anyone's done that with games, but they did claim before the game released it was going to be 1080p and 60 frames per second single and multiplayer, which wasn't the case.
Mm.
It was 30 frames per second in multiplayer and wasn't quite 1080p. Graphics are still good enough.
They're not
distractingly blurry either.
On a level of anger, are you, say, one, which is like five pence... Are you, say, like 5, which is getting your money back, or are you at 10, which is £5 million angry? Or is it dollars, sorry?
I would imagine it's dollars.
Well,
actually, yeah.
Well, yeah, $5 million.
What level of fury do you feel towards Sony?
Well, not against particularly Sony at all. The only thing I'm disappointed with Killzone was... wasn't a terribly good game. It was a very pretty looking game, but a very bland first person.
But was it blurry?
No, not really.
Good. That's solved. We can close that case.
Yeah.
Wheels and the leg man can ride again.
But developers and Sony and Microsoft, just take note. Just advertise what the game actually is and don't.
That's it.
There we go.
Chiz has spoken. Don't do that. Game developers. The other thing,
but the guy soon still in Nobend.
Yeah, I think he does definitely sound like that. Except he's probably going to come and sue us now for slander. Never mind.
Nobend.
I made it very clear that those were not my opinions, so you can't sue me, ass bag.
Following some negative reviews, Codemasters are now offering refunds on Colin McRae Rally.
All offensive views belong to Gavin Twiddle.
He writes the script for this show.
Yes.
Mm. 2 weeks ago, Colin McRae Rally came out on Steam. A number of people, read probably most of the people who downloaded it, thought it was a remake of the original Colin McRae Rally that came out on the PlayStation 1. Yeah, and the PC. I think, the PC too.
Was it in fact just the original Colin McRae Rally that came out on the PC?
It was not. It was a port of the mobile phone version released in 2013 with, in Codemasters' words, touched up audio and graphics. This is quite unprecedented, actually.
Which probably means it was actually probably a better game. Yeah, than PS1.
I would have thought so.
But lots of people complained, and which is kind of unprecedented for Steam. Everybody was getting their money back.
Mm-hmm.
I did a bit of digging today, and I can't find any confirmation as to whether you got to keep the game or not, either way. But people were able to get a refund up to the 19th of August. So if you are one of those people, you've got about a week and a bit left, a week and a day.
So did we ever actually check, or does it say how Steam or Codemasters advertised it on Steam? What was
it? So they've changed it now, so it's unable to see. But it wasn't actually... the description was fair enough, and it just said Codemasters and stuff.
It's a Colin McRae game.
Yeah.
But it didn't say it was what version. It didn't say PS1 or Android.
I think it was because it was called Colin McRae Rally. It wasn't called Colin McRae 2014 or 2010. And the last game to hold the Colin McRae title, with the exception of the mobile version, was the one that came out, the first one that came out in 1998 on the PlayStation,
which was an awesome game. I love that game.
So so that's funny, but it's a little bit interesting that they've actually bowed down and bent over, really, and took it. Steam haven't, Codemasters.
Yeah,
haven't.
It's good that they obviously felt it was a mistake and they've returned the car, so it kind of seems like they've done the right thing.
Yep, cool. Xbox are releasing a TV tuner in October.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting, much as it probably sounds a little bit bland, I thought.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to me because I think I'll probably get it.
Yeah, so will I. So the benefits that this brings the Xbox One is, at the moment, if you live in the UK, you can't... I'm not sure about Virgin, but you definitely can't plug your Sky system into it, whereas in the States, you can plug your cable box in or put your cable card in some way, shape, or form, and you can use the One Guide, which is the TV guide. You can use voice controls. I wrote down a couple other things. You can do split screen, so you can watch the telly. Actually, you can do split screen just now.
Just the whole Snap thing, but with TV.
Yeah, with TV. Also,
at the moment, it's just a blank Snap thing.
Yeah. So you can do voice control as well. So watch such and such telly. So this is basically it's a black box with the Xbox logo on it with a coax.
It's basically
plug.
Freeview HD, but provided by Xbox.
And it takes you in a USB plug and plugs into the back of the thing. £25 as well, which I thought was relatively reasonable. Actually,
I'm sure we'll find it for cheaper if we search around as well.
Yeah, yeah. So that comes out in October.
Yeah, but I'm quite tempted by that. I'll probably get that because my Freeview is not HD and it's inbuilt on my TV, so I can't use that feature. So for £25 or less, I'll upgrade to Freeview HD.
Mm-hmm.
and use it. It didn't actually say you can pause TV, so I assume it must have some sort of recording thing.
It has to have, but I couldn't see anything about it.
But it didn't. I checked on the official site that you can't. It doesn't say you can record programs or anything.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't seem to be a recorder, but yeah, it must be recording something if you're able to pause TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. There has to be some sort of recording function.
It just keeps like a buffer.
Yeah, unless you just pause and play and that's it, but you can't record shows. Maybe the record shows will come at a later date, but it would be quite handy to be able to record stuff or record one channel while watching another.
I think I might get it.
For your Xbox One?
No, it's the only part of the Xbox One that I can afford. So I just have it and enjoy my Xbox One connection.
Remortgage your house when Amy's not looking. I'm sure you can. Oh, did you? Okay.
Why do you think I've got such a pimping shed?
Well, it's clearly not that good if Ed managed to escape from it. Well, you want to do more of the security?
I hadn't got the bars in at that point.
He made the cat flap too big.
EA Access has been announced, currently under beta testing. So we popped this on our Facebook page and we had two people like it. Well done, you two. and then in the rather schizophrenic way that we normally deal with posts, I put it up as the Gamer Show and then Chiz or Sam came along and put an argument against it as the Gamer Show. So we were again arguing with this. We really need to get the hang of this. I mean, it's
silly. We can see who between us is.
Oh, but not on the mobile, actually, sorry.
Right. I can't do it on my phone, and I mostly use it on my phone, so...
Yeah, so it doesn't let you change user, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So anyway. Basically what this is so in the similar vein to Xbox One and PlayStation Plus, where you get free games on a monthly basis, and you can download them, and sometimes gives you discounts on other games, this is EA coming into the mix. So this is over and above Xbox Gold, or Games with Gold, I should say, and PlayStation Plus. So
you don't need...
You don't need either for to do this.
Yeah.
So it's going to come in at $3.99 a month, $5 per month, £3.99. You'll be able to download and play.
£20 a year or something you can
spend. Something like that, yeah. You can download and play at the moment FIFA 14, Madden, NFL 25, Peggle 2 and Battlefield 4. Xbox One only, there are no PlayStation 4 things. And the
Sony
idea
rejected it, apparently.
Yeah. Sony seemed to be quite negative to it, actually. Subscribers access to multiple AAA titles, and you'll also get 10% off most EA games and DLC downloaded to the Xbox One. It's currently in beta, apparently you can also trial a bunch of games 5 days before launch, or up to 5 days before launch, including NFL, Madden NFL 15, NHL 15, FIFA 15, NBA Live 15, Dragon Age Inquisition.
Or if it's Battlefield, play an even broken version before it launches and play a slightly broken version.
You know what? I was thinking about this. So I hadn't actually considered this till I read the bit at the top there where it says you get 10% off most EA games and DLC downloaded in the Xbox One. And also, I read somewhere else, but I can't remember where I read it, was that you don't get to keep the games once your subscription ends. So it's similar to how the Xbox 360's Games with Gold used to work. So how does DLC work in that scenario? I think I know the answer, but I just want to check if this makes sense. If you buy, you get one of these free games and you buy some DLC, you actually pay money for the DLC, and then you cancel your PlayStation subscription, you still own the DLC, but you don't own the game anymore. Yeah. Presumably, that's just tough.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's a bit of a...
That's tough.
That's
odd model.
Something I've not considered before, I don't know.
I'm assuming that works. We must have hit this again with PlayStation. Well, you see, I think it's the likelihood is I wouldn't let PlayStation Plus or Xbox Live expire, but I'm likely to only use this for Madden. But there's no benefit to me because I'm not really, I mean, I'll play the FIFA games. I've got no interest in the hockey games. Maybe kind of Battlefield. But the thing is, you only get like the last generation of the games. So I won't actually be able to play Madden 15 until Madden 16 comes out, and I'm assuming that's the same for FIFA. So you only ever get the last generation of the title for free. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's I think so.
Yeah, so at the moment you're able to play Madden 25, which is confusing. Although, because it's the 25th anniversary, like, but it's technically Madden 14.
Xbox Live Gold and PlayStation Plus it'll get better over time, I assume, and you'll have access to more stuff. So I think early adopters will be probably the ones that will get kind of punished until it's probably not actually worth buying into to like another year or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, the problem I had with it was, like I mentioned there, was does this mean that we won't get EA games with games with Gold and PlayStation Plus anymore? Like, for example, like there was Dead Space 3 which is an e-game which was free in PlayStation a few months ago. Does that mean, like, say if it was Dead Space 4, that would never appear on it, or no EA game?
This whole thing is melting my head.
But I think it's a good point, though. Is Ubisoft going to come out with their own version of this?
Yeah, I'm worried that everyone's going to start doing this. You need to...
Well, they kind of did on the PC, didn't they? Yeah, so it's like...
So it's like, to get a certain game or buying this, we need to have a subscription to, like, 10 different developers.
What's the Ubisoft thing called?
Uplay.
That's awful, that one. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty poo. In fact, I was going to say Uplay, you actually have to use on the Xbox as well, don't you? It's another kind of login interface. It's not quite the same.
Yeah, it's not quite the same. I don't think you have to have it to play the game, but to have
like Assassin's Creed,
features.
The latest Assassin's Creed, you needed to log in through Uplay on the Xbox One.
On Max Payne, Origin of Mass Effect, it insisted that I had to log into my Rockstar thing to be able to play it.
Oh yeah, I remember that as
that
well.
That was a bit nippy.
Yeah, they're all... Yeah, there's too many of that going on. Every publisher wants your details and wants you sign up for stuff. So yeah,
so they can market.
Yeah,
to you,
so you've got like, Rockstar, Uplay, Steam, Microsoft, Sony. Bloody EA, everything. It's getting out of control.
But on the plus side, you can now get 3 Mercedes-Benz cars on Mario Kart 8.
Excellent.
3 of them?
3.
I was aware of one, I think.
So you now... there's a few things coming to this. So there's DLC coming on the 27th of August, and it includes 3 Mercs. A Mercedes-Benz GLA, which is the one you've probably seen before, plus a 1950s 300 SL Roadster and a 1930s Silverado, which is fine.
Who at Nintendo has just got given a new car?
Yeah.
Dirty socks.
Is this free?
So I couldn't find anything that said there was a cost. However, it does add some benefits to the game as well.
If it's free to the game, fair enough. And it probably means Nintendo. It's free, it's advertisement for Mercedes. Nintendo's got money from it. Mm-hmm. And as long as us as consumers are not having to pay for those cars.
No.
Well, even if it's option I'm not buying.
Yeah.
But if it's free, okay, fair enough. But even though it still kind of goes, kind of tarting yourself out here, Mario Kart, a bit, aren't you?
So as part of this DLC as well, it also brings
slip
some,
your dress off.
also brings some interesting other things. So the option to display course maps on your TV screen, that was sorely missing. You had a huge benefit if you had the gamepad, because it was the only device that actually could have the maps on the screen at one time.
Sorry, she's an eye just imagining a Cooper Trooper sex session.
Yeah.
New stats page will show your total number of coins, online win loss. This is one that really annoys me. It's going to allow you to save your most recent kart settings between play sessions. So you know when you finish like 4 races, and at the end it goes, "Do you want to play again?" You go, "Yes," and it sends you right back to the beginning. You have to choose 4 players. This is the character I want. These are the cars that I want. It's going to save all that as you go into the next session.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a really annoying element of it. And the menu options after next race and watch highlight reel will be switched. I forever hit watch highlight reel by accident. Maybe that's just me. And it's just, I said watch this.
You're not exit out.
You can, but I took ages to find the button to do that.
Right.
So more of the story, you're a Muppet.
But there's lots of cool stuff coming on that one.
Yeah, Mario Kart's still fun.
Yes, I've not actually played it for a few. Well, I've been moving house, I guess, but I've not played it for a couple of weeks, so I'll have to get back to that. Grand. I had an idea for a new section that we could do here, and I spoke to Chiz about it before the show, and so Sam, you're not getting an option.
Are we just ignoring the news article that I put up?
Yes, broadly.
Why? Was it?
Because I completely forgot about it. Huge numbers of fish play Pokemon.
No, huge numbers of people watching a fish play Pokemon.
Oh, is this another Twitch thing?
Yeah. So they've set up like a camera.
And, God excites you, bro.
And divided the fish tank on the camera into quadrants.
Cool.
And if the fish swims into certain sections, it'll move up, down, left, right, select, whatever. So the entire thing is completely controlled by a fish. I actually sat and read this article over my lunch, and so far apparently the fish has managed to collect its first Pokemon and also win its first battle.
Awesome.
How many hours of gameplay?
I don't think it's specified. However,
apparently by Friday at 20 to 11 in the morning, 1,175,673 people had viewed it.
Right, that's right, what that's makes it. Me despair.
I never thought this wasn't coming, but that's me done with gaming.
The beta fish has been playing for more than 135 hours. Oh, that is quite cool. But I want to know, and this is probably one of the most ridiculous points that's really bugging me, but why is up, down, and left, right not... Why is left not there and right not there?
Well, do you know what, Paul? Does it matter?
Yes, it really
does.
Does
the fish really know?
But it annoys
does
me.
Does the fish know? Does the fish know, Paul? It annoys me. Does it?
No. So, yeah, there's that. So this is another Twitch thing. We're not allowed to talk about Twitch because Ben will shut us down. So best just glaze over that one. This is a new thing that we're going to start doing. And it's sort of very, very, very selfish from my perspective. Every show, we're going to just tell you what games are currently available on PlayStation Plus for free that month or Games with Gold, mainly to remind myself to download them.
I was going to say before, why don't we just do both of them? But I suppose
we can do one each alternate.
Yeah, because like it's once a month, and
I believe Games
we do
with Gold
two podcasts a month. So.
Yeah, I believe Games with Gold comes out halfway through the month, and PlayStation Plus changes.
I don't remember agreeing to this.
Well, you were
demographic like gold. Meetings that we have before.
It was demographic. The majority went over.
I think it's PS Plus has all the games at the same time. Xbox Gold seems to spread them out over the month.
Yeah. So this month we are going to talk about the PlayStation Plus games that are available this month. There's some quite good ones in there. I've heard a lot of good things about Fez, but I've never played it. But
can we rename this the Sam Goes for a Poo section of the show?
If you wish.
Grant, I'm off.
Crysis 3 is available for PlayStation this month. That's a good game, that.
Yeah, it's Burn Crysis 2.
Great, Crysis 2 was a bit poo. Well, actually, no, Crysis 2 was good till the aliens rocked up.
The ones are in it from the start.
No, they're not. There's a good half hour of gameplay before
Crysis
they arrive.
One's really good until the aliens turn up about halfway through, and then that gets terrible.
So I really enjoyed Crysis 2. I'm convinced it was Crysis 2. Well, anyway.
they both suck when the aliens turn up.
Lego Harry Potter Years 5-7 on the Vita is available. I quite like the Harry Potter games. I quite like the Lego games. Harry Potter Years 1-4 was relatively entertaining, so I'm quite looking forward to playing that on the Vita. And there's a Proteus, never heard of that one, so we're going to pass over that one. Metrico and Road Not Taken. Road Not Taken looks interesting. It's a PlayStation Network game. So that's just a reminder for me to download those games, and anybody else that's got PlayStation Plus, jump on and download those games. Even if you don't have a Vita or a PlayStation 4 at the moment, you can go on and still download the game. So when you eventually get a Vita or a PlayStation 4, or perhaps you got a Vita and not a PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4, if you jump on to the website, it's a pain in the butt to find them. Bizarrely, the section of the PlayStation website that you get this is called Your Instant Game Collection, which up until today, I have spent ages trying to find these games on the website, assuming that it was in the shop. But there's actually a button that says Your Instant Game Collection. I thought that meant the ones
they're
I bought.
They're quite easy to find in the shop on your actual console.
Ah, right, okay. I've never looked on my console. Yeah, I always do on the
website.
You just
go and store PlayStation Plus. There they are.
Ah, right, okay, cool. So do on your console, but I would imagine your console you wouldn't be able to get the Vita games.
Yeah,
you can buy them all.
Yeah, I think you can download up to your PC or PS4 and then transfer them to your Vita that way.
Cool. If you've got a PlayStation Plus subscription, grab those games now and play them at your leisure in the future. This podcast and all the others on the British Tech Network is brought to you by UK2. They are superb. If you head over to britishtechnetwork.com and click on the sponsors link, you will see a link there to the UK2 website with a bunch of voucher codes for cheap and money off VPN, VPSs, and all sorts of other awesome stuff. They are great. I use them for a whole pile of my own services and things like that. They're good guys over there. Their support I am really, really impressed with as well. They come back and generally go above and beyond the Call of Duty. So if you head on to britishtechnetwork.com, click on the sponsors link and use the click through there, please, for UK2. Also, if you're logging into your account in the future, use that click through as well because we get the kudos for it. The other people I just want to mention are Network Union. If you work with an IT at a large company, they can help you with a BT MPLS WAN, SIP, and Ethernet connectivity. Whether you're new to BT or an existing BT client, you can choose to engage BT via network union. Existing clients, absolutely nothing changes. Same contracts and support, but you can change your account management to the network union, re-sign your contracts with a different area of BT. If you're an SME with business broadband, they can check for fiber upgrades, call packages, even BT Office 365 and Everything Everywhere Mobile. Bundle together for savings or happy to deal with new inquiries. And for the US listeners out there, Network Union are agents for Magistrate HQ'd in Dallas. Magistrate for fantastic global NPNL, MPLS. I struggled over that at the beginning as well. WAN Network. Any IT managers out there in the US using MPLS should also hit up Network Union using the sponsors page, because they put you in touch with some fantastic resources. So that's BritishDynetwork.com/sponsors. First one on there is UK2. Second one on there is Network Union. Please support both of them because they support British Tech Network. Okay. What have you been playing this week, gents? I have to say, I'm going to hold my hands up and say I've not played anything this week because I was moving house. So other than Max Payne, I've not played anything. So I'm going to skip over mine, and I think I've got an excuse because you got an excuse when you were moving. So I don't need to say anything. Chiz, what were you playing?
I've been playing Walking Dead Season 2, which I've played the first 4 episodes of, and episode 5 isn't out yet. So I don't know how it ends, and obviously I don't want to ruin that for you anyway. But,
is this the same people? It's
Telltale
kind of
Games.
Yeah, Telltale Games. Yeah,
yeah. It carries on from season one. You play the kid from season one, who's slightly more grown up in season two. You didn't play as her in season one,
right?
So it's quite interesting that you're now taking on her. And yeah, it's like still, I don't know, I've maybe not been pulled into it as much as it was in season one and what it was with The Wolf Among Us. But still enjoying it, but I don't know if it's because it's season two and lost its, I don't know,
vigor.
Yeah, lost a bit of its magic because I played the first one, or it doesn't seem badly written. There's been a few sort of cool moments, and it's one of those games where I could tell you stuff, but I'd ruin it for you if you play it. But all I can say is it's still solid, still fun. If you enjoyed The Wolf Among Us, enjoyed The Walking Dead, enjoy Telltale's style of games, you'll enjoy us as well. And you might enjoy it more than me, but for me, it's maybe not quite as good as them, but still looking forward to episode 5 and finishing off, and hopefully I can hit a high note when it ends.
Cool.
And then...
Is that one of they're not expensive, those games, the Telltale games, generally.
No, I
buy them by the episode.
No, I think the first episode cost me about £4.
All right, okay.
And then there was an Xbox Live sale to get the season pass, which was basically all the episodes, the next 4 episodes, which is the whole season. That was about £10. So,
right, okay.
So £13-14, I'm quite happy with that. And it's much the same what I paid for The Wolf Among Us. Mm-hmm. And for that, I think they're worth it.
What's the season? Sorry, slightly related. What I've seen, like when I've been looking on like deal sites and things like that for games, and you get like Max Payne Season Pass and Rockstar Season Pass. What are they?
It means because you don't have episodes. You get the game and all of the content.
Like the DLC?
So any DLC that they bring
in. Not necessarily the game.
Well, yeah, possibly.
You get the game, and then the season pass is basically you get all the DLC that they released probably that year or however long they claimed a season is, and you'll pay one fee, and it's cheaper than buying them all separately, basically.
I've always seen that and wondered, because I totally got the season pass thing for The Walking Dead because it is released as an episodic thing. That makes total sense.
Makes total sense, yeah.
That makes less sense for DLC, random.
Season pass for, say, Titanfall, which there is, I've got no interest in that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I think they've released 2 map packs so far, and there's been, each map pack's been 3 maps.
Right.
And I think they're doing another one, and I think the first 3 are within the season pass, and the season pass is like £20, I think.
Right.
And the map packs separately have been about 10. So it does probably work out cheaper to get season pass, only if you're going to get all the maps.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not interested in that, so I'm good. Yeah. It's like, I enjoy Titanfall, but I'm not buying maps.
Yeah.
I just don't do that.
Cool. Okay.
Anyway.
Grant, Sam, what have you been playing this week?
I'm waiting for Wasteland 2 to be properly released. Do you remember ages ago I was playing the beta of it?
Mm-hmm. Is this your preview or is this your playing this week?
No, I'm waiting.
Kind of doing both.
I'm waiting for it.
Right.
It's not even really a preview, but it's finished and released at the end of this month.
Cool.
Off the top of my head, I think it's $25 on Amazon for the PC version.
Paid to play the beta, or or is it free to play?
What's the name of it again? Sorry, no, it, Sam, what did you
I
say?
I paid so pre-release. Like, Wasteland 2. I bought the pre-release.
Of the Greenlight thing or something?
Yeah, kind of. It was like 35 so quid
does
or something.
That include the full game when it comes out, so you've already paid for it, or do you have to pay a wee bit extra?
No, it comes out and they release it. Mm-hmm. As the beta, and then just kind of add in,
patch it up, basically.
So it just kind of gets fixed as you're playing it. It's been quite an interesting process, right, seeing how it runs.
So you don't have to pay any more than what you've currently paid for it. All right,
so okay. I get the whole game. Yeah, and I've had it for ages.
All right, so yeah,
it has been interesting watching the basic graphics, and it's then like adding in kind of textures into things and little, like, where something was kind of quite nice looking, but fairly plain. Now there's like a little bit of rubbish over here, and it just really watched it kind of come to life.
It's been like training a monkey butler who started off pooing and scratching your face to slowly learn to put the fez on and bring you beer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
$21.85 currently on.
Well, there you go. It's a pretty good deal. Mm. I would say anyone who. It's a top down RPG. Where you play as a group, similar-ish to Baldur's Gate, I suppose. Very, very similar to Fallout 1 and 2.
Yeah, it's got the original Fallout.
It's also the original Wasteland was supposedly the inspiration for Fallout 1.
All right.
Is it some of the original developers of Fallout involved?
I think so, yeah. The original developer of the original Wasteland.
All right.
I don't know what connection they actually have to Fallout. But anyway, I really enjoyed it and play it. I've also been playing Rome 2, which has been patched to the hilt now. I think it plays friggin' fantastically.
Yeah.
They just did a new Siege kind of patch to it, where the computer will now intelligently... Before, any walled city you had, the computer just avoided like the plague. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I can't get in. I don't understand it. And it just never attacked walled cities. It just attacked little villages around it, which was irritating, but it was never that much of a problem. Whereas now it will besiege a city, and it's not great at it, but it's not awful. It's not suicidal.
Fair what it was.
Yeah.
It's like that basically answered the question. I was just going to ask you, compared to what releasing is now, what's been the biggest change to it? Has that been the biggest change, you'd say, or?
No.
Or what's improved the most?
Do you know, they've changed, like, unit strengths quite significantly. The AI, kind of, the diplomatic AI's increased considerably, I would say. A lot of people still despise it, so these are just my opinions. Hate me. everyone else does. I don't give a I said the...
Yeah.
Is that one fine now?
No.
All right,
no.
Okay. I don't give a crap. Yeah. There's a lot of changes gone into it, a lot of work that's gone into it, and I don't know many other kind of studios that would have put as much effort as they have put into it.
Mm.
I mean, it's really gone from... I enjoyed
it's been out for a while.
Yeah, well. And they're still going, like, yeah, really strongly.
A couple of years now? Over a year.
Yeah.
Have you played the multiplayer lately with Bede or anyone? Or?
Not for a little while, no.
You know, now that we both have Nails internet, we should actually try that again.
Yeah, we should, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that.
Yes. We both got fibre within the last sort of week. I am now regular.
Today.
I'm now regular again. Grant, I didn't play anything.
You didn't do anything.
Is Wasteland 2 your preview then?
I didn't really have one, so yes. I just kind of off the cuff. Yeah, that'll okay. do.
Cheers.
My
F1
2014, which they eventually announced. Usually they've announced the yearly game by now, which is going to be out in October, I think they said, which is like a month later than it's generally been. It's usually been September every year. Mm-hmm. But no new gen versions, no version for the PS4 or Xbox
really?
One till next year.
The 2015 version.
Yeah.
Also, the guns didn't look very good.
No.
I was a bit, they didn't look very satisfying.
There's no kind of punch to them.
No, yeah. I know. Because anyway. When you pop Lewis Hamilton's head, you want it to be satisfying.
You do.
I think the plan is for the new gen version is they're going to release it. It's going to be out earlier next year? Like, usually it's been the games come out either midway or near the end of the current season. For the 2015 season, they're going to release it near the start of the season, which will be quite handy because you can play it as the season's going for a change. But it makes sense at the time they currently do, they need time to actually get the game looking like the new seasons. It takes time, which I've said quite a few times now.
Time.
But I think...
time is it?
I don't know. It seems like they're going to patch it on.
The time is 8:30.
Right. It's good to know the time. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Chief.
Yeah. So, at the time of next year, when they release the patch at a certain time, it sounds like they're going to patch it up as it moves on, which I don't know how that's going to work, but it'll be interesting. It's going to be out early. We shouldn't have a big wait for the new gen version, but it won't be out this year. And hopefully that'll be good. But it means I've still got another year and I can race with Russell on it. I'm not bidding my 360 yet. And I've got my little steering wheel thing which still works, which I like using. And that's my only worry if the new gen version is off, you'd probably use a controller until I find the wheel for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, F1 2014.
Cool.
If you like F1, like me and Ed Marshall, go for it. Which you two won't, obviously. But you know.
No, probably not. Sorry, Chase.
Okay, my preview is this game just kind of snuck up on me. This new Settlers game. Now I don't think I have picked up a Settlers game since like Settlers 3 about 10 years ago. But this one's added a new bit that actually I'm quite interested in. So it's the same
old. Cheers. Give me a 99.
Yeah, so there's an ice cream van outside. Ubisoft again. It's only screenshots at this stage and a couple of details. It's your standard settler city builder, but it's added an extra element that when you go into battle it sometimes, you actually turn it into sort of a top-down sort of Baldur's Gate, World of Warcraft type, sort of at an angle, characters, and you go into your battles like that, which then allows you to attack people and you get special levels up when you're doing it that way. So it's basically settlers, standard settlers, but with a kind of a battle element as well, which is it's still a little bit cutesy poo by the looks and the graphics, and settlers was always, you know, not quite as rugged as Rome Total War or Civilization or something. Civilization is particularly rugged, but you know what I mean, settlers was a bit cutesy poo. I'll be checking this out. It looks quite good. The beta is currently available for invitation, so I've registered, and if I get access to the beta, I will report back on that one. No sign on release dates or pennies yet.
You sure you'll actually play it, though?
I probably will. Now that I'm here and I've got time and I've got everything all set up, yeah, probably will. Yeah.
Sweet. Mm. That sounds all right.
It does. I think it's interesting when they're trying these extra new things, so we'll see what kind of happens there. We had, last week, we were giving the game of Max Payne 3 by James MacArthur. Thank you very much, James. Well, actually, no, sorry. I should rephrase that. We made that call after the show, didn't we? We were actually given... Oh, damn, I should have had this up in front of me. Civilization 5.
So who was that gave us the game, sorry?
It was a gentleman named Jason MacArthur. Gordon Pendleton recommended Civilization 5 that was currently available. When we went on with the link that he gave us, that deal had actually expired and was back up at £15. And while I already own Civilization 5, you guys weren't prepared to drop 15 quid, because the rule is under a fiver. However, we also had the recommendation, which I think we mentioned in the last show, James MacArthur had suggested Max Payne 3, and it was still under a fiver.
He called him James MacArthur.
What?
He called him James MacArthur.
His name's... Oh, Jason, sorry. Who's James MacArthur?
That's an X-Factor twat. I got pissed off in the last episode about it.
Sorry, Jason MacArthur.
Although,
Jason.
To be fair, in your notes, I did change his name to Jason James.
Did you really? That's maybe where it's coming from. Yeah. Jason MacArthur recommended Max Payne 3, which, when we went on, was still available for... Was it £2? £2.50 or something? Like it was something ridiculously cheap.
Decent deal.
Yeah.
It was pretty deep.
Yep.
Balls.
Well, if you're going to penetrate, you might as well do it deep.
Yeah. You may as well drop $3.99 on it.
Yep. I think it was less than that. It was like $2.50. So we decided off the show last week that we were going to not do Civilization 5 and we're going to play Max Payne 3. So, me and Chiz have played it before, and bizarrely, it was almost identical to the Xbox version, which is kind of strange. And I also just
want to hold back. It should be slightly graphically better on your PC.
I didn't actually notice it, but it's been a while since I played Max Payne 3. It's probably significantly better.
The resolution will be higher.
Yeah, yeah. Now, bizarrely, and I don't know why I did this, I wasn't really thinking last weekend, and I actually bought it on the PC for £2.50, despite the fact I have it for the Xbox 360, and I started playing it again from scratch. And Yeah, I'm playing it with an Xbox controller, so
so it's not really exactly the same.
So I paid £2.50.
Impressive.
And downloaded 27 gigabytes of the game to fill up a hard drive.
It's a big... I remember at the time folk were stunned by how large... Now games are like twice that size already.
Mm. Yeah. But so I got it again. And there was really little difference. But Sam, being that you've never played it before up until now, what was your thoughts on it?
I quite liked it. I quite liked the story, actually. Mm. What I don't like is, and I can understand why they've done it, but it is like playing it with a hangover.
Bits like that, yeah.
Like all the screeny, changey, fuzziness, distortion. That put me off a little bit.
It's definitely been, like mentioned before, inspired by It's Man on Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
And for £2.50, it's definitely worth grabbing.
I actually really enjoyed the kind of mechanics of it, how it works. I thought it was quite simplistic so I was playing mouse and keyboard, and sometimes these kind of bullet time things are a bit overly complex, and everything was quite well mapped, and I didn't have to change any keys, and... the weapons felt good, which is nice for me.
It was Max Payne starred on the PC, so it makes sense that they've nailed it.
You know, I'm actually kind of regretting that I didn't test it. I just went straight to the gamepad because I was doing it on my PC now. Yeah, I should have
better
tried
for the aiming, at least.
Yeah, I should have. I'll maybe try it. Wait,
I was getting a lot of headshots.
I've just thought of a new thing for a show. What we should do is...
Do you want to maybe do this after the show? You want to do this live? Fine.
We should take like...
Just running rogue here.
Gaming things and see if we can recreate them in real life. For example, see...
So you want us to shoot somebody down?
Let's get horribly drunk, take tons of drunks.
Drunks?
Drunk, yep.
Tons of drugs.
get drugged off our tits and then see how many people we can shoot in the penis in slow motion.
Okay. With like real guns?
Yeah. Let's recreate Max Payne to see if it works in real life.
Okay.
So I'll get the drink.
Once again, I'd just like to say that the opinions expressed in the...
Gavin Twiddle.
Oh, yes.
Very good. Cool.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's good. £2.50 is definitely worth playing.
Kind of wondering why I didn't buy it ages ago. It just kind of passed under my radar a little bit.
We'll have to give it a bit of a
maybe not a sort of game that generally jumps out at you, but at £2.50 you go, and you go,
£2.50, it's that like really bonus cheap hooker that you find at the end of the night who's not as bad looking as you.
We should probably give a bit of a shout out to Gamersgate, which is where we bought it from. Yeah. And that's somewhere that none of us had heard of before. And we were all a little bit dubious about it when we were told about that.
It was not an irritating site to use.
They have emptied your bank account as we speak.
I know. Yeah, I know. It was PayPal. But
nothing in there anyway.
But they did a weird thing. I don't know if they did the same for you, but you didn't get the code immediately. You had to wait 10 minutes. Did they do that for you?
Possibly. I think I did it on the fly through my phone on the way home from here.
Right, okay. So the code didn't get emailed to me. No, wait a minute, how did it work? Yeah, so you bought the game and then...
And they actually tell you it would take 10 minutes
It said it would take 10 minutes for security reasons, yeah. And sure enough, almost 10 minutes on the nose, I got an email through, refreshed the website, and the code was sitting where it did say you have to wait 10 minutes.
That's not like... If it's either instant or 10 minutes, it's just no big deal.
No, I mean, it wasn't a big deal. I don't think I'm saying it on a complaining level. I'm just kind of, it's curious. I've never experienced that before.
I think I've ordered a few things from CD Keys, and it generally happened straight away, but Beads told me he had ordered a 12-month Xbox Live thing, but he had to wait, it was 20 minutes for a phone call for a security check randomly.
I remember him saying that.
Maybe just because... It's beating his blacklisted or something. I don't know.
Probably.
He's on many lists.
He is. So Gamersgate's definitely worth checking out. They had some quite good deals in there actually when I was kind of clicking through. So maybe worth checking out. Certainly based on me and Sam's purchase of Max Payne 3 last weekend, it was granted 2 weekends ago.
And it wasn't painful. So there we go.
Was it a download code through Steam? Was it? Or
it was a download code through Steam. Yeah, exactly. So this week we have been given a recommendation by Ian Mackay on Twitter, and it's for a game called Magicka Vietnam.
Because those go together so well.
I know.
Right, hang on. Magicka, I'm aware of.
Yeah, so this
there's definitely a Battlefield-inspired poster, and then well, the Vietnam says a Battlefield Vietnam okay. game.
So I'm just going to play the video here so Sam can see it.
A bit of a mashup.
Is this playing through the... No, oh, Paul.
Sorry, put my screensaver on.
You are a huge disappointment.
Right, so this essentially what it appears to be is you're playing kind of Magicka characters, but they all have like kind of Vietnam era weaponry as well as magic. So there's like helicopters and you're running through, you've got kind of submachine guns, there's bazookas and all sorts of other stuff. And some of the baddies that you're fighting, and you're kind of running through Vietnam sort of landscape with like the bamboo trees.
You're actually fighting the Vietnamese.
The witches?
Which race?
The Vietnamese.
Right, okay.
I think it's probably the Vietnamese, but...
The Vietnamese. The Vietnamese.
Right. This is pretty messed up, though, yeah?
There was one point, I don't know if I've got to it yet, in the video where it says that you've learned...
a little wizard.
You've learned...
shooting people with a massive gun.
That you have achieved napalm.
Yeah, so it's
actually,
that.
Yeah, so it's actually a skill level you can achieve napalm. But this looks interesting. It's currently $3.99 on Steam. Which technically is a pound over what we wanted, but...
I think it's we'll, £4.
It's $4.99 when I first loaded it up, but
no, like I thought the rules was £4. Oh no, I'm thinking £4 because you can search under £4 on Steam.
Right.
That's
okay.
Why I'm thinking £4.
Right, okay. So this just came in at $3.99. I think it looks quite a bit of fun, actually. I'm quite looking forward to playing that.
Do we have any other games to choose from?
We only got one. Well, we do actually. We have because we got quite a few the first week that we suggested it. This is the only one that's been recommended
and
this week.
Within our price range.
And it's within our price range, yes.
Is it a multiplayer game?
Doesn't say.
Do you know what?
It's somewhere. Scroll down.
I'm just going to put a little challenge out there. Someone find us a fun, cheap multiplayer one, and we'll play it all together.
Up to 4-player co-op in all game modes, as well as single player.
Well, there we go.
So we can play this. Yeah, that'll be quite cool. Stylish GI wizard robe. That's listed as the key features is stylish GI wizard robe.
That is one of the things that I've always wanted.
So it's Windows only as well, but that's not a big deal. Cool. Okay, so we will be playing this next week. I think that's basically us. Okay, anything else we want to add into the end there, guys?
Did we mention the name of the guy sent it?
Ian Mackay. Ian Mackay. So thank you very much, Ian, and we will play that this week. And thank you very much, James, and the other dude who said does something that we didn't play, Gordon. So thank you very much, guys. If you have a recommendation for a game, it'd be great if it was a multiplayer game, but basically anything under a fiver, I think, was the limit that we put on. Please tweet me at Paul Wheatley, tweet the network at British Tech, email the network, BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com. Any of those places, or pop it onto our Facebook page or our Google Plus community. Just search for The Gamer Show on either of those things. The other thing to mention is Patreon, patreon.com/British Tech Network. If you fancy chucking us some cash, if you get any entertainment at the show, we'd really appreciate it. Anything from kind of dollar up. A dollar is about 60 pence a month, so it's 30 pence a show. So if you feel that this show or any of the shows on the network are worth 60 pence a month, then please chuck that cash to us. It's done a lot of good things. We are going to be taking this show on the road. No, we're going to be taking this show. Well, we are taking this show on the road in September. We're going down to Eurogamer, which is thanks to the Patreon fund. We are also going to be taking the show live, possibly in 2 weeks, maybe in a month, depending on how quickly I can get the studio set up in here. And we're doing all sorts of cool stuff for the show, thanks to your donations through Patreon. So,
how much cash are we up to now?
How much cash? That would be rude to discuss.
Does the website not tell you anyway?
Yes, it does.
All right.
We're getting a handsome chunk of change on a monthly basis. So that's basically just being fed back in the network so that we can do all sorts of cool stuff, such as I said, Eurogamer and the live studio. So
that's good. Sam's crack addiction won't pay for itself.
Exactly. So we will announce beforehand. If we decide to do it in 2 weeks' time, we'll announce beforehand on the Facebook page, Google Plus, and
I should mention it's not drugs, it's builder's cracks.
Exactly. It's lots and
lots
of photographs. we will announce beforehand, and of course there'll be the chat room, so you can actually chat live with us as we do the show.
Oh,
which could be a car crash. So, and also to mention, there's the gaming, the Gamer Show Christmas quiz party, the Northern Bash, goes by a number of different names, on the 6th of December. If you want to come and join us, we've probably worked out what the tickets will be. They'll probably be about tenner. And we will have a couple of, we'll probably have Mario Kart going.
No one's coming.
Halo or something.
No one is coming.
It'll be good fun. We would love to see you there. Tickets should be available soon. I think that's us, isn't it? Anything else?
Ed, come home.
Yeah, please come home, Ed. We miss you.
No. I'd like to see Ed.
Yeah, Ed,
we've had
come.
A lot of chat with Ed over the years.
If you rattle a tin of food, he might come.
Yeah, it'd be good if Ed, if you could come. And all the other fans.
Yeah, other people.
All seven of you.
Possibly.
Yeah. Don't know if we want Cameron this year again.
No comment.
Of course, Cameron, you are more than welcome. That's us.
He did smell a lot like vinegar. What was that about? Us.
We will see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
It's maybe just diluted it.
No, he definitely had this kind of like stale badger cum. It's quite strong, you know. Like,
I forgot you're the connoisseur of animal cum.
I am.
No, that's ferret.
Yep, ferret's very musky and be quiet on the tongue.